Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. And lots of stuff that will help you with your small business. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. We're having a great visit with our good friend Adrian Ott. She is the author of The 24-Hour Customer. Adrian, tell us how we can find you and how we can find your book.
Yes, Jim. You can learn more about me and the book at at 24hourcustomer.com. That's the numbers 24HOUR customer.com.
All right.
And you can also find me on Twitter at Exponential Edge, which is my company name.
Exactly. So check all that out, ladies and gentlemen. And you're speaking to a big event coming up in, what is it, this week?
Yes, this week. I'll be speaking at TEDx Bay Area here in the Mountain View area, and looking forward to it.
All right. So good for them for recognizing your talent and wisdom there, Adrian. Folks, Adrian is helping us kick off Customer Service Week, National Customer Service Week today. And Adrian, this is my 12th year, my 12th time to celebrate National Customer Service Week on my show. And who knew 12 years ago that one of these days we'd be talking about customer service, including something called social media? Talk to us about that.
Well, social media, as you know, really is a wonderful tool for customer service. And what we're finding is people can use it to create better customer relations and really get a better handle on what's happening, not only with your current customers, but you can also find prospective customers through this.
And one thing I want to just to make clear, because sometimes people like you and me, we're so into the middle of it, we sometimes don't realize that there are people out there who haven't come to, you know, come up on the learning curve like we have. When Adrian says it, she's talking about social media strategy, because there are a number of tools and angles and resources that you can use inside of it, which is the social media strategy, right?
That's correct. And you can use tools like Twitter and Facebook, and there are certain tools you can use to monitor the market,
right,
and monitor customers that can enable you to really get a handle and understand when customers are asking for help or
saying about you.
Talking about you as
well.
That's correct.
The good, the bad, and the ugly, right? If you're not monitoring what people are saying about you, you might be, you know, somebody may have walked out of your business an hour ago and went online and posted what a horrible experience they had. You've got some time to fix that right now if you know about it.
That's correct. You have an opportunity to, if they're saying things about you, to respond. And actually, you have a narrow window to be able to respond to that, because, as we all know, our patience wears thin, and when we have an issue, we get upset about it, and if the business doesn't respond, then we're going to start telling our friends, and so it can actually turn something that was probably something that could have been resolved fairly quickly and fairly easily into something that can really escalate. I don't know if Jim, you saw the incident that happened with the United Guitars.
Oh, yeah, and United Breaks Guitars. That was the title of his little YouTube thing. And now the guy's making a living doing customer care stuff.
That's correct.
And he used to be a musician.
And how much would it have cost them to get him a new guitar?
Right, exactly. And so these are things, but now that was, you know, the companies like United have learned from this. And they're realizing that, and folks, customer service, the things that Adrian's talking about can also be on the positive side. I mean, people could be saying something nice about you, and there are ways to leverage that too, isn't there?
There absolutely is, and this is where you can start to collect, and you can use keywords and things like that to find where they are saying things. So, for example, when I go out and look for what people are saying about my book, I'm able to collect what they're saying on their Twitter streams, and we're able to put that on our website. And similarly,
right.
if you're a small business, you can put that out on your website. You can put it out in your store. It's a great way to not only, you know, keep track of what's going where people are unhappy, but also
right.
to share where people are happy.
When someone is unhappy and they tell the world about it online, and you fix that, you recover from that, you redeem yourself with them, is there anything wrong with saying, you know, thank you for pointing this out to us online? If you've just told us that we've redeemed ourselves, would you mind letting the same people know that we've done this? Is there anything wrong with that?
You know, I find it, what I find interesting, and what one of my business school professors actually pointed out, that if you can correct a customer wrong and do it with integrity and honesty mm-hmm. and fix it in a good time frame, they're not expecting you to be superhuman. They're expecting
right.
you to address their problem.
Right.
And actually, what my professor found was that if you could address those, people thought higher of your business than if you consistently provided excellent service.
Oh, no, exactly. The distinction, the differentiation, no question about it. But I guess my, you know, the main thing is you know, you hope that people will also let folks know that, you know, hey, these people fell short before and they fixed it. And I appreciate them about that. Adrian, give us your website again, please.
It's 24hourcustomer.com. That's
all right.
24.
OurCustomer.com. Thank you for being here. Good job today, and we'll see you next time.
Great. Thank you, Jim, for having me.
Adrian Ott. She'll be back. I will be, too, after the break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.